This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free and take control of the airwaves here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username here is lrn.fm. Here in the studio with you tonight, you've got Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
Welcome to the program. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line where you can call us through Discord. Discord being our chat room system for Free Talk Live listeners and others. Go to discord.lrn.fm to check that out. Kim.com suing the state of New Zealand, the government of New Zealand, for damages. He is promising that he's going to be going after all kinds of corruption and such, because they messed with the wrong rich guy, apparently. We'll tell you more about that coming up here in moments. But there's some, I guess, some news, Daryl, that you wanted to get out there that's sort of a more urgent nature.
Yeah, so U.S. Supreme Court, and this story coming from the New York Times from just a little bit ago. I forget if this was the story from half an hour ago or an hour and a half ago. U.S. Supreme Court turned down an unusual request on Monday from the Trump administration to decide whether it is entitled to shut down a program that shields nearly 700,000 young undocumented immigrants from deportation. The move means that the immigrants, often called Dreamers, who are covered under DACA, that's the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, whether they could remain in legal limbo for many months unless Congress acts to make their status permanent. The Supreme Court's decision not to hear the administration's appeal was expected, as no appeals court has yet ruled on the issue. The court's order was brief, gave no reason, and noted no dissents. It said it expected.
So wait, they tried to appeal something to the Supreme Court without having an appeals court look at it first?
Yeah, so this was untimely, and that was the complete, from a legal standpoint, right decision.
How do you do that?
Back in,
you can't.
Back in September, Donald Trump issued an executive order saying, I'm repealing Barack Obama's executive order that implemented DACA, and it goes away in 6 months, so March 5th.
Mm-hmm.
And then people wound up saying, hey, you can't do this. And then it's sort of been in this weird legal limbo thing. And Trump was like, all right, well, I tell you what, it's not going to go away if Congress passes something to authorize it.
Okay.
And then, you know, somehow it, and I don't know what the process is of how it wound up before the Supreme Court.
Well, apparently it's not before the Supreme Court. They're not going to hear the case.
Well, everything before they hear or don't hear a case that gets petitioned to them, it goes to them, and then they decide whether to hear the case. So it went to them of, hey, will you review this?
And
right, but there's nothing for the Supreme Court to do here. That would be, this is the legal equivalent if I wrote a letter to the Supreme Court and said, my roommate leaves dishes on the counter. Right. Can you review this case? And the Supreme Court's like, no.
Right. I don't understand why.
This is not a case.
I mean, did Trump not talk to an attorney before he filed this with the Supreme Court?
I don't think Trump talks to attorneys before he does anything.
Yeah. I mean, because
that's why all of his, anti-visa things have wound up going to court and been
lost.
Thrown out.
I'm not a lawyer, but I, at least I understand that you don't get to go to the Supreme Court until you've exhausted all of your appeals processes.
Yeah,
first,
and if this hasn't been appealed,
hasn't,
which is what you're saying, then there's like this, there's nothing for the Supreme Court to do.
Right, they can't act, even if they wanted to act.
Right, so jumping down a little bit in the article, it says two federal judges have ordered the administration to maintain major pieces of the program while legal challenges move forward, notably by requiring the administration to continue allowing people to enroll or renew their protected status. The administration had sought stays for those injunctions. So there has been, some limited legal thing, but there's not actually been a full hearing at any court that I'm aware of.
So Trump, then there's even less for the Supreme Court to do.
So well, Trump is trying to kick a bunch of kids out of the country? Is that the idea?
Partially, but he's also, I think really what he wanted was for the Supreme Court to say the stays that the lower court issued are invalid, throw those out.
Well, that's you have to go to the appeal court for that.
Wow. I mean, just the level of incompetence here is staggering.
Yes.
I mean, this is like Wikipedia-level law knowledge.
Right, like a teenager who's done basic level research on how the court system works should know more than this.
Right, but we're talking about a guy that, after going to France and seeing that they had a military parade, said,
wanted one too.
I want a military parade, and I want mine to be bigger.
It was France that encouraged him to say that? I thought it was North Korea.
No, he went to France. When I first saw the headline, I also thought North Korea.
Yeah.
I've got to show Kim Jong-un that I've got a bigger wiener than he does. But no, he went to France on Bastille Day, and they've been having a parade on Bastille Day since the 1800s.
I need to have a parade.
That's
now,
insane.
It did come out a couple days ago that the parade's going to be on November 11th, which
they
is Veterans Day, also Armistice Day, so it's going to be the 100th anniversary of the end of World War I, which, as antiwar.com pointed out, is somewhat ironic because the point of Armistice Day was an anti-war holiday, and showing off your military is kind of the opposite.
Well, that kind of works in line with the end of World War I and how it caused World War II.
Basically. That's true.
Yeah. The article here continues, the Supreme Court's move as a practical matter temporarily shields the young immigrants who have already signed up for the DACA program from immediate deportation and allows them to keep working legally in the United States. Their status lasts for 2 years and is renewable. The decision
If I were in their position, I would be thinking about leaving just because... Why would you want to live in a place where you are a political football? You know what I mean? Like, you could be all of a sudden cut out with a moment's notice by some politician's whim, right? This man with a pen is going to sign some sort of thing that is going to send men with guns after you. The court has ruled you can stay for now, but 2 months from now, you could be kicked out. I mean, who would want to live
like, where are they going to go? Like,
Uruguay.
Somebody lives in a country... Because the other countries suck more. It's not like, just going to...
And we're also talking about people that arrived in the country as children. Many of them who have never been outside of the country, which
point.
Is one of the criteria for qualifying for the DACA protection, is that you had to have been here for a certain period of time. You had to have been here on specific dates. You had to have been here on your 18th birthday. You could not have left the country during certain periods of time.
And you have to have been under 16.
Right.
All right, let's go to your calls, your thoughts. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also coming up, Melanie's going to tell us about a dangerous square root. We'll explain here in moments. Robert is on the line, though, in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
I found a story on the news that came out today. I'm hoping it's not fake news, but I don't think so. It says House votes to ban sobriety checkpoints.
Yeah, you're talking about this, the New Hampshire State House, which in a surprising and a fairly overwhelming vote, if I recall
correctly. It was a voice vote, so we don't know how many people wound up yelling no.
It was loud enough to be a voice vote, right? Like, nobody called for a roll call on this. It was clear enough that people who
voted... The only time they do a roll call, or what's called a division, is when it's requested and there are a sufficient number of people to second. Otherwise, it is a voice vote.
And so, we don't know exactly how many people voted on this, but enough people were able to yell yay or whatever to pass this thing.
There were few enough people opposed to it in theory that there just wasn't a desire to have a roll call vote.
I think it's fascinating. So the proposal, and I was actually there when the Criminal Justice Committee heard this particular bill to completely end DUI checkpoints across the state of New Hampshire. I didn't think this was going to go anywhere.
Nor did I. And when I saw the committee recommendation of ought to pass with a vote of 12-8, I was thinking, ooh, this is going to be a tough roll call.
Stand by, Robert. We can continue here in moments. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Will it get past the Senate and the governor? Don't know.
We'll find out.
It's Free Talk Live.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies, grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
I got my Blink home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app, and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. live. You can join us right here. The toll-free number is 855-450. Free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. Something that a lot of libertarians have been talking about, asking for a long time. And there have been some lackluster attempts in the past, has been to create a libertarian business directory. And as I said, the previous attempts just never really caught on. They weren't really that easy to use. They weren't very pretty. Now we've got liberty.menu, and somebody has finally done it right. A guy's name's Patrick, and he's actually a mover here to New Hampshire, moved here with his family last year after traveling around part of the world and deciding to focus in on New Hampshire, which is, of course, the destination for people that love liberty, that want to get together with others. But there are still people outside of New Hampshire, a lot of you, that are liberty-minded folks, whether you describe yourself as a libertarian or a voluntarist or an anarchist, whatever your preference. You want to do business with people like you, obviously. If you get the choice between doing business with somebody who loves liberty or doing business with somebody who is apathetic or doing business with, even worse, somebody who is a total statist, it's an obvious choice. You want to know if there's somebody in your area that is a liberty-minded person offering products and services. Liberty.menu allows you to find that out, or at least it will once people start using it and adding their businesses to it. We've got dozens of them here in New Hampshire. Dozens of entries are already there because they launched this this site here in New Hampshire. But it's a worldwide site. Anybody anywhere can add their business to Liberty.menu. Details about it. You can, of course, upgrade. It's free to use, but you can pay for a little bit of an upgrade if you would like and promote your business even further with more, pictures and such. So head over to liberty.menu, and you can get interactive there. It's not just about businesses, though. It's also about events. So maybe you've got a meetup group or something like that that you'd like to promote to other libertarians, or perhaps you've got digital media that you want to promote. There's no limit to the amount of items that you can enter as far as your businesses or whatever, and it's all free to use. So please go to liberty.menu and add your business or more than one of them to liberty.menu. And check it out if you're just a customer. That's a great way to find out where you can shop with other people who care about freedom. So it's Ian, Melanie, and Daryl in the studio here tonight. Robert is with us in Bellows Falls, Vermont. You're calling about the surprisingly good news coming out of New Hampshire, where DUI checkpoints, at least so far, there's a bill to abolish them completely statewide, and it actually passed the state house. Robert, was this a surprise to you?
It is very surprising to me. One of the other things that's really, there's actually several things here, but one thing I was surprised to see is that in this article, it says 1% of the drivers who are stopped are charged with drunk driving. And going on to say supporters also said checkpoints can erode relations between police and the public because drivers don't like being stopped. And that because officers get paid overtime, it makes the practice expensive as well.
Exactly. And it doesn't really do anything to stop people from drinking and driving.
Right. And that's part of what Robert pointed out, of the very small number of people that actually wind up getting a charge for drunk driving.
Right. If you want to stop drunk driving, you are actually better off just having the police do normal patrols on the roads and keeping their eyes peeled for people who are acting like they're drunk. Whereas what they're doing now, these DUI checkpoints, is they're basically turning everybody into a suspect. They're wholesale stopping everybody that comes through a particular area and essentially conducting an illegal search on people. I mean, it's arguably unconstitutional. Unfortunately, courts have ruled that it is constitutional, and I think that that's a mistake.
And, go ahead, Robert. No, go ahead.
I was also going to say that this is really kind of interesting, with this being the attention on the state of New Hampshire, because there's also another story that's coming out as well where people from New York are coming to New Hampshire and they're buying thousands and thousands of dollars worth of liquor in cash.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the state of Vermont and New York, they're not paying their fair share of taxes. They're calling it money laundering. It's really fascinating.
It's not money laundering. It's tax evasion.
Right. Well, that's what they're calling it, but those are their words, not mine.
Robert, I want to thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate the heads up on that story because it's, I think that's pretty big news. It's surprising that New Hampshire's state house, just because normally whatever the police say is incontrovertible.
Yeah, I was surprised by that. They get a lot of money for those.
Well, one
from
thing
the feds, yeah, from the federal government.
Right. So they get the money from the feds, but only if they do the checkpoint.
Right.
But one of the things that's actually written in the majority, what's called the blurb of here's the statements of why this should pass.
This is when what the committee wrote when they recommended passing this.
Right. So in addition to the low number of people that wind up getting charged. Not convicted, but just charged with a DUI.
Right.
Quote, the testimony revealed this number is lower, that being the 1%, than the amount of arrests police would have made if they were out on patrol looking for people suspected of DWI.
It's true, and 1% is high. I mean, that's taking all of these checkpoints. The last time they did one out here, Melanie, you and I, we went to one of them out in, Chesterfield, which is just to the west of Keene. It was actually right near the border of Vermont and New Hampshire, on the New Hampshire side, and they had that one night, and then the night prior to that, they had one in the town to the north of that, and they caught zero DUIs, but they did write some tickets for motor vehicle violations, which means that it was a cash opportunity for the state. So you can find problems with people's cars or whatever, write them some ticket for some piddly crap that really isn't any kind of violation of anybody's rights, and they can just rake in the dough.
The trooper testified checkpoints have gone down in recent years and the state
That's
would
true.
Still be able to use grants to increase patrols. There was further concern that DWI checkpoints invade a driver's right to be free from unlawful seizures. The majority feels checkpoints can lead to a worsening of public-police relationships, as many people would be upset after being stopped and detained without any evidence of them doing anything wrong. But your statement about courts have upheld them as being legal... And, well, what they have upheld is as long as there's proof that they're actually doing what they say they do, and the fact that there's a very, very low number of people in New Hampshire that are actually being charged, if someone were to challenge the next time the police say, we want to have a checkpoint, because they do have to wind up getting a court's approval, if
That's
someone
true.
Were to challenge, then they could probably wind up presenting a very good argument of this is
it.
Not needed.
With logic, yes, courts do weird things about proof.
I tried it, and I actually did challenge a recent DUI checkpoint as a sort of a member of the public, putting in a motion to intervene in that case, and the judge basically kicked it out, saying, oh, well, this has already been ruled constitutional, so have a nice day. So, yeah. That didn't, I mean, I'm not an attorney, so maybe Melanie would have been able to write up a
I would expect
pitch.
That to fail no matter what at the, not it's not a trial court, but at the lower
the
level.
District.
Because they're not, a lower level, a district court is not going to want to rule something unconstitutional kind of almost ever.
Generally, that's true. But I figured it would be interesting to see what they would say, and so I did put that in there. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. We can continue here in moments. Your calls, your thoughts, certainly welcome. Do you think this is a bad thing to get rid of DUI checkpoints? You think that's going to increase drunk driving? It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshot and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
One out of four people listening to my voice right now could die from heart disease. This could be your last year, and you don't even know it because you don't know the early warning signs. If you think you're safe because your cholesterol levels are normal, think again, because studies show that 75% of heart attack patients also had normal cholesterol levels. Let me introduce you to Strauss Heart Drops, a world-famous heart and brain formula made in Canada. It's time-tested and will give you clinical results in 90 days or your money back. Learn more at signsofheartdisease.com. They are shipping free this month.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443443. That's BEST 33 to 443443.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. You may dial toll-free. Join us on the radio here and take control of the airwaves. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. Plus, you can call in our on-air call-in line on our Discord. The Discord chat is available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Melanie.
And Daryl.
All right. So we actually had a call from Robert in Vermont who pointed out the good news here in New Hampshire that the State House has voted to get rid of DUI checkpoints. And I don't know if that has happened in any other place, but it seems to me like I didn't think it could even happen here, at least not at this point, just because, you know, we still need thousands more libertarians moving to New Hampshire. This New Hampshire freedom migration is still ongoing. It's still in the very early incipient stages where we've only had a couple thousand people move here, and we need, like, 10,000 more, probably at least, in order to really start to make a more serious impact. But the fact is, the New Hampshire political system is an unbelievably accessible system. It is easy for people who want to get involved in it to get involved. Now, Daryl, you do Liberty Lobby.
Yes.
And you go there professionally as a paid lobbyist, a crowd-funded, crowd-sourced lobbyist.
At yes.
LibertyLobby.info is where folks can go and they can read blog posts and they can find out how to donate to your efforts.
Yes.
You do that, and that's excellent, but the average person can also get involved in this in a
Correct.
Variety of different ways. every single bill that the New Hampshire State House looks at is, it has to have a public hearing. Now, apparently that doesn't happen in other states.
Correct.
In other states, the politicians decide which bills get public hearings on whatever arbitrary political reasons they
Right, and then a chair of some committee in most other states will determine whether or not the committee actually winds up coming up with a recommendation on the bill. The Speaker of the House or the President of the Senate in most other places decide which bills actually go to the floor.
Mm.
But here, every bill has that public hearing.
Right.
The committee must come up with a recommendation. Now, the recommendation could be pass. And I'm giving, you know, just like the general terms here.
Ought to pass, as they call it here.
Ought to pass, inexpedient to legislate, which is kill. So pass or kill.
Yep.
Or they can come up with...
They can table it. Right.
Well, the committee cannot recommend table.
Okay.
The committee can recommend retain, meaning we need to look at this further. They can make that recommendation during the first year of the biennium. During the second year, they can recommend refer to interim study. Which is basically, let's create a committee to look at this.
So in this case, the committee voted to ought to pass this bill to abolish DUI checkpoints entirely.
Yes.
And what was interesting, and again, if you want to see
12
this,
to 8.
Yeah, and if you want to see the full hearing about this, I did record the whole hearing in front of the Criminal Justice Committee. You can go to the Free Keen YouTube channel, and you can see that there. I forget which week it was, but I'm sure if you search for DUI checkpoint or something like that.
Jimmy, one second, and I can tell you because I've got the docket fairly readily available to me.
Search for like DUI checkpoint, Liberty Lobby, because I usually label the videos Liberty Lobby, and it'll come up. And, of course, the
public hearing was January 18th, the executive session January 30th.
So the police, of course, want to keep the DUI checkpoints going because it's big money for them. They get big money from the federal government. They get overtime pay.
Not necessarily, because the committee report here says that a trooper testified that the checkpoints have gone down, but they can still use the grants to increase patrols.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's true.
So some of the police are kind of split to where, you know, you've got some that are, oh, well, you know, it's good for us.
They'd rather drive around and just not deal with us.
I think that that was in response to a question, though. That police officer's statement that was being referenced that you're talking about was in response to one of the state reps asking him, well, you know, could you blah, 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 use this?
Okay.
I think. You'd have to review that anyway. But the cops did come out, and they wanted to keep this thing going because, you know, it's pretty sweet for them. They just get to stand around on the side of the road, drink coffee all night, and, you know, get paid for shaking people down and searching people's cars and arresting people for marijuana possession and whatever else.
And to answer your question of are DUI checkpoints prohibited in other states, I found a chart here from findlaw.com where they show that in Alaska they are not allowed.
Really?
Apparently there has never been anything to authorize them in Alaska.
Right on.
Scrolling down, and they've got the states in alphabetical order showing either yes or no. Idaho, no.
Wow.
Case law is State v. Henderson from 1988. Scrolling down, Iowa, Chapter 312 of the Road Tax Fund does not authorize sobriety checkpoints.
Excellent. All right. So we're not in
Michigan, Minnesota, both of those through various court cases, it appears. Montana only allows what are referred to as spot checks.
Mm.
New Hampshire, yes, but only by court approval, although, you know, it's sort of that FISA court thing of rubber stamp.
Yeah.
All right, and scrolling down, Oregon, illegal under the state constitution.
How about that?
Rhode Island, also illegal under the state constitution. This thing here says that Texas does not allow them, but I know that Texas has some kind of weird thing that acts as a DUI checkpoint that's technically not called a DUI checkpoint.
Right, yeah, we're not calling it that, but we're sniffing your breath while you're talking to us.
Yeah, Washington and Wisconsin.
Oh, isn't Texas where they have the papers checkpoints? Like the papers, please?
The feds have those, but the state and local police, they do these things called no-refusal weekends.
Mm, what's that?
To where they just stop every car, and if you either refuse to blow in the breathalyzer or perform the roadside Olympics, you wound up getting taken to jail.
Oh, wow. So if you want to share your thoughts with us, you're welcome to join us. If you think that this is bad news, if you think that we need to have more checkpoints, then we want to hear from you. Toll-free number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. A checkpoint is the antithesis of freedom. And, in fact, one of the things that I brought up in my testimony was that the state of New Hampshire is actually currently being sued by the ACLU regarding the border checkpoints that they had within the state.
Oh, yeah, the ones where they wound up finding people with drugs. But no, what was it, like the two undocumented people... I say undocumented. I believe they actually had documents that were expired. They were from, like, Honduras?
Yeah, I don't remember that part about it, but that sounds like it's plausible. I know that one of the times they did these checkpoints was during the Hemp Fest, during the Cannabis Freedom Festival, which was right up the road.
Yeah.
Awfully coincidental timing in that particular case, where they basically are choking off the one main road that everybody coming out of the Cannabis Freedom Festival would come down in order to go back home to the rest of the state of New Hampshire.
Correct.
Unless they happened to go up and around through Vermont, they would have then missed it in that case. So at the same time as the ACLU is rightfully suing the hell out of the state of New Hampshire for even participating in these Border Patrol checkpoints, you've also got the State House voting to repeal them. So I think that's great news.
Well, hold on. The DUI checkpoint and the border immigration checkpoint, those are two completely different things.
Right.
So what the State House passed last week, and again, it's still working its way, it hasn't yet gone to the Senate, but it would not prohibit, unfortunately, would not prohibit the federal government from setting up these immigration checkpoints.
Well, that's what I said was this bill doesn't go far enough, was what I told the committee. I said this needs to be modified. There needs to be an amendment on this bill to prohibit all checkpoints, not just DUI, but the border checkpoints.
Right.
Do not assist the federal government. In fact, let's kick the federal government out of the state of New Hampshire. But, you know, we're not ready. The state reps aren't ready to go that far quite yet. Maybe someday.
Yeah. So pulling up a story from NHPR, they say that in a press release, Border Patrol says 14 people were detained for overstaying their visas. Those people coming from Colombia, Brazil, Ecuador, and Mexico.
All right, so the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, which takes us back around into immigration, where we started the show tonight. I've got an immigration-related story on the way here, and I don't know, did we finish up with the piece earlier?
Basically, and there were also 32 arrests made for a range of infractions.
It's like marijuana possession.
Yeah.
All right, more coming up here in moments. 855-450-FREE, like freedom, it's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help. Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite. Pick up two bottles of LicoChops, get the third bottle free. New improved LicoChops with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E, and now 6 extra direct-fed microbials. Even better for the digestive tract and immune system. And dogs love it. Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free. This is Henry Lukasevic for Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, you dial toll free if you want to join us. The number here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got Skype as well. Skype username is lrn.fm. By the way, you can get your Blink home security system delivered right to your door. It is super easy to set this thing up. I mean, it really just... I don't think it could get easier than this. I've been through the process here at the LRN studios. Great for a small office as well. You get three Blink cams for what some of the other guys might charge you for one of their wired cameras. Blink cams are wireless, which is why it's so easy to get it set up. You get yours over at blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL. You get the system, you unbox it, you put in the batteries that are included, and then you put those cameras wherever you want them, set them all up with your Wi-Fi-enabled device, like a smartphone or a tablet. And then, once you get it tweaked and set up to how you want it as far as what hours it's operating and looking for motion, whenever it sees motion, it will send you a clip right to your smart device. You can review that wherever you happen to be. That's blinkprotect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. Back to the question of immigration. There's an interesting piece from the Washington Post that I've had here for a couple of weeks, and since we were talking about immigration, this seems like a good time for it. It's out of Helena, Montana, where Jordan Dirtle Roberts said he immediately had reservations, moral ones, after he found out about subpoenas. His state agency in Montana would have to send labor data to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office. And as a legal secretary for the state's Labor Department, Dirtle Roberts would have to help process those documents. Information that he said would no doubt be used to track down and deport undocumented workers. So he talked to his wife, and without much debate, they agreed on what he had to do. He quit the following day. It was not an easy decision, Dirtle Roberts told the Washington Post. He's got a 4-year-old child, a wife who's working as a substitute librarian while attending graduate school, 2 cats, and about $900 left in his checking account. Quitting would also make him ineligible for unemployment insurance. His coworkers tried to talk him out of it, he said, and some wondered why he had to do it. He wrote on his Twitter, quote, "People have asked why I'm doing this if I have a child. I'm doing this because I have a child. I want to be able to look my child in the eye, he said. Following orders from ICE meant having a hand in breaking families apart, he said, and he refused to follow those orders. Carl Rusnak, regional spokesbureaucrat for ICE, said the agency routinely issues subpoenas to local, state, and federal departments, as well as private companies, as part of ongoing investigations, and declined to comment further. Montana's Labor Department has received 14 subpoenas from the Federal Department of Homeland Security since 2014, and the state agency is legally bound to respond to them, said its spokesbureaucrat. The most recent subpoenas requested UI-5 forms, quarterly wage reports, filled out by employers in Montana. Quote, the department is in communication with Jordan, and it's our understanding his decision to resign is purely based on his personal opposition to the federal administration's rhetoric on immigration, said Troyer in an email to the Post. Quote, Jordan's involvement in the process of responding to subpoenas was limited to assisting attorneys with processing requests. Under President Trump, DHS operates under guidelines that target not only violent criminals, but also low-level offenders and those without standing deportation orders, regardless of how long they've lived in the United States. Arrests of foreigners living illegally in the U.S. has surged. Between Trump's inauguration and September of this past year, ICE officers made 110,568 arrests, which is a 42% increase over the same period the previous year.
And I saw something last night that I think it's the current director of ICE has vowed a 400% increase in immigration crackdowns.
That's
so
horrifying.
Going around to businesses and demanding,
seeing their files.
Give us your files and make sure that everybody here has all the T's dotted and I's crossed.
Which they do at gunpoint, by the way. They come in with basically a SWAT team. They hold people at gunpoint and they say, look, we need to look through your files, and they will take people right then and there, from what I understand. One recent arrest involved a Polish doctor and green card holder who lived in the country for 40 years. Two misdemeanor convictions from 1992 subjected him to a possible deportation. Another high-profile case involved a chemistry professor who had moved to the United States more than 30 years ago and who was arrested while getting his daughter ready for school. He'd overstayed his visa twice and violated a judge's 2011 order to leave the country. Dreadal Roberts, who has been critical of the scandal overload that he says has come to define the Trump administration, opposes hardline immigration policies that have resulted in so many arrests, and he cringes at images of ICE agents scooping people away from their families. Just absolutely horrifying what they're doing to people, and kudos to this guy for having the courage to actually stand up for his beliefs and quit his job over them.
Yeah.
How many people would do the same thing? Would you?
There's not a lot of people that would do that. Not a lot at all.
Yeah, most people would just justify stuff and keep...
Yeah, there are even libertarians that will justify having, government jobs. Well, yeah, I know that, I'm doing this thing that I really shouldn't be doing, but reasons.
Well, I mean, the justification that is easiest would be that, well, somebody's going to do it. Even if I quit the job, they're just going to find somebody else to do it. So why bother?
Right.
The job's going to get done.
Well, he's got a family, and so therefore it's okay for him because somebody's going to do it, so might as well be somebody that's kind of friendly, and he's not going to, rough the people up when he's, detaining them and deporting families. He's going to be nice when he does it.
Well, in this case, this is just a paper pusher. So this wasn't an ICE agent who was quitting his job. This was a bureaucrat with the Montana Department of whatever it was, what was it here? The Montana, whatever the heck it was. State's Labor Department. That's what it was. So this is just a bureaucrat with the state of Montana.
Right.
Who received a subpoena saying, we need this information. So the ICE people sent them a subpoena, and this agent, he realized that he was going to be part of it. I mean, it's going to happen anyway,
right?
But he did not want to have a hand in assisting these bureaucrats with breaking apart families, destroying people's lives. So kudos to him for that. The only way that this could be stopped is if all of the people who were in this chain of command and this bureaucracy had the same level of conscience. Because if everybody had a conscience about not actually screwing over families and, destroying the lives of these peaceful immigrants who've just come here to make a better life for themselves, then no one would do this, right? Then
right.
And everybody would quit their job, and then the ice would be flummoxed.
Yeah, it's kind of the, I'm not sure the right term to use here, but sort of the right-wing fantasy thing of, well, you know, the Constitution protects rights, and it's up to the men and the women that have the jobs to disobey illegal, unlawful, unconstitutional orders, but yet at the same time they'll say that, you know, you've got to do what you're told. Well, this guy, he knew that he couldn't just ignore the paperwork, so he quit.
That was his only option.
Right. So, you know, the men and women in the military, they don't have the option to just quit. Well, they could, but then they face prison for going AWOL. So, you know, my question for those, you know, more conservatives that tend to uphold the, well, you know, they're just going to disobey unlawful orders is what are their actual options? And you know that they don't actually disobey unlawful orders. They just do whatever the hell they're told.
Pretty much. Quote, I know what a fragile thing family can be and how fleeting happiness can be, he told the Post. My uniquely dysfunctional childhood made me deeply empathetic. I'm not engineered to believe that someone in a position of authority necessarily has your best interests at heart, unquote. He said that he spent a lot of time finding a family other than the one he was born into. He had lived with friends during some of his high school years because their families were functional, unlike his. His mother was abusive and neglectful, and often had a boyfriend take care of him and his brother, and that boyfriend also abused them. After a custody battle when he was in third grade, Dirdal Roberts lived with his father. It was an improvement, he said, in a kind of a way that a second-degree burn is less bad than a third-degree burn. He has not talked to his mother in a decade, and to his father in at least 2 years. Quote, have you ever been to a doctor and have them go, oh my, I have surprised therapists, he said. I understand what it's like to be kicked in the teeth by life, unquote. Hence, his swift decision to submit his 2 weeks' notice on Wednesday and refuse to take part in what he sees as kicking someone in the teeth. He began a Twitter thread explaining why he resigned, hoping somebody might say that he had done the right thing. Perhaps some would be kind enough to help pay for groceries for a week while he looked for work. What he didn't expect, he said, was a deluge of mostly positive messages from numerous strangers, some as far away as Ireland and Australia. Others suggested possible job prospects. He says, quote, or one user wrote, quote, I don't have a dollar to my name right now, but God, I admire this and support you. Another wrote, I hope someone smart on here hires you. You need a job. Best of luck to you. And, quote, or I want to find some way to keep this going in such a way that maybe more people will do something.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.